Okay. Namaste, everyone. On the day of ascension, and Nenj reminds me that perhaps the ascension is to keep in our awareness that passing from this world is not laying the body down, is not the final act of the cosmos from within us. The Sangha continues to come up in my, well, this awareness. Awareness is not mine. I can't find where I could say this belongs to me, this awareness here. It's not a personal story, this awareness. It's quite universal. And everyone is partaking, participating, experiencing in the one mind of what we can call God. Recently, I have a few complaints about the Sangha, and I'm also looking at the Sangha in India. I kind of have to wait for what is to be said to come to the forefront, because I never know really what is to be said. I can feel in my heart that something needs to be addressed here. I wrote to one a few days ago by email, and that the Sangha is, in Buddhism, Sangha is one of the three jewels of Buddhism. Dharma, Buddha, Sangha. And that Sangha has a quality of a mass of people or a small group of people. Sangha means that gathering around the master. And of course, the master is within you. This is of great importance. Nothing more important than the realization that the master, meaning one who moves through life with wisdom and love, is okay with adjusting, and not only okay, is constantly doing so. And any error or mistake is a reminder as to where to be in life. And a constant polishing. This is the master. There's much more to it than that. Everyone can come to their own view. So to realize that there's an emerging master and each person in the Sangha is of great importance. And sometimes the people in the Sangha irritate each other. And that's also a polishing. And I take this, my view of Jesus's teachings are, they come very laser-like. One is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I add, do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. Before Abraham was, I am. And love the neighbor with all thy heart, love thy God with all thy heart. I don't remember how it goes, but I know that it's to love God, to love the neighbor as you love yourself. And this is these are three really powerful, laser-like teachings that if you only went down that pathway, only did unto others as you would have them do unto you, your life would be shining. Shining. And I'm looking at India a lot because India, our ashram in India, needs a lot of shifting, a lot of changing. And I'm not going to go into it. Later, maybe I will, a little bit, not much, just enough to give you a hint as to the difficulties that the people in India are facing as a Sangha United. And there are oftentimes when the master dies, people forget that there is a master within that the master is pointing to and encouraging you to and blessing you to find and walking with you along the way so that you will see it within yourself, not depend on your master for changing you. You can depend on your master for many things, but for changing you from, let's say, an idea of separateness and division to the actuality and the realization of the truth that lies within all beings that is total and immeasurable. So in India, oftentimes the ashrams collapse a bit when the master passes or is no longer seen in physical form. Because of many reasons of which I don't even know, I can't even go into because each one is personal. But to look at each other and to not, I understand the irritation. I understand the irritation. Sometimes I look into the Sangha and I feel also why isn't that realized yet? You know, that you can give an old person a seat in the assembly instead of everybody sitting down and not. So something so simple as that, something so easy to adjust as moving a little bit. Or to complain about each other, I understand that too, get it, without understanding that the only way through this is this neutral and open love. So let's go back to India. This is what I have found, that in the ashram in India, everyone loved Maharaji and Maharaji loved everyone, and that was and is perfect. And that light of Maharaji's heart, when he was in the ashram in a body, the ashram had a lot of disagreements, just like all Sangha people do. Irritations, joy, lots of joy, great friendships, deep abiding, because everyone's going in the same direction. Until we start looking at each other too critically and don't look inside of ourselves reflectively, we don't have to be critical about ourselves or other, but reflection is of great importance. So back to India. It's a time in India, and India, at least Sacha Ashram, indicates for the world. Maharaji always said that the way of Sachadham is the way of the world. If Sachadham's a mess, the world is a mess. And actually, it's true. I never doubted it. I never accepted it or rejected it. I simply listened to Maharaji. And I find that in this coagulated mess of looking at each other with critical eyes and a disunification, therefore, that one who will and has and always will remain in love for everyone is the only voice that is accepted and heard and considered. And why is that? Because it is that love, like a parent to a child, like the sun to the earth, like the rain to the desert, like the river to the ocean, like the changing of the seasons on the leaves of a tree, this kind of love. Everyone is seeking to participate in and to see each other through those eyes. It's very, very, very important. When you have a disagreement with anyone, to always retreat very deeply in your heart and come out in a neutral state, ultimately, of love. You can say whatever you want to say. You can be irritated. You can yell. You can scream. You can reject. You can do whatever's required that you're going to do or you will do or is doing, are doing. And yet, in a moment of reflection again, we must come back and remember God's love for the universe, the Guru's love for you, the master within you that is thriving in a state of love. In India, there's a lot broken in the ashram, in people's awarenesses and each other. It's very inwardly chaotic. And I know that we are going to overcome all of this by the power of love. I am certain of it. And there's a time of change now. There's a time of change. Somebody sent me a video on the new solar eclipse. And it seems to be a marker in time. It seems to be a marker in time when a great shift is supported on the planet. Maybe. I will just say that this was sent to me and I listened. And I will take any marker in time that says that love is the way. The earth, looking at the world, not the earth, but the world, they're two different qualities. Looking at the world, it's a mess. Looking at the ashram, it's a mess. It's because love is not engaged. There's no engagement in the passions of self-realization. And yet the world, the people in the world are truly awakening. And you're not going to see it on the news, so don't expect the news to report it. You're not going to see it on TikTok. You're not going to see it on YouTube. You're not going to see it on the computer. You might get a hint of it once in a while, but it's not going to be the major thrust, and yet it's happening. And yet it's happening. Anyhow, that's just what I wanted to say. I don't have anything else to say about it. Forgiveness is really important. Really, really, really important. Because it frees you. And it is rooted in love. And I go on a little bit about this love because it is love that love to me is neutral, like space. It holds everything in its being. It can be a little bit emotional. It's rarely depleting a person's view of themselves, unless that very view is going to shine in love when realized. Everything is love. The hardships, the ease, the beauty, the relationships, the spin of the earth, the light and the sun. And when we human beings will go nowhere else, within us, nowhere else, no matter what. And I don't have any picture of what that love looks like. I can't even imagine what it looks like. So I don't have to be anything but myself to be true to that love, which actually is my very being. I don't have to look like this, and I don't have to look like that, and I don't have to be perfect in the eyes of everyone and have all my friends just love me flawlessly. And I am committed to see through the eyes of love no matter what. And in that way, I can touch everyone. And sometimes it's not accepted. And sometimes it is, but I can touch everyone. Why? Because their heart is like that too. Their heart is like that too. Just beneath the place of complaining and belittling and mistrusting and needing and all of those ideas that will vanish in a reflection of love into the world. When I look at India and the problems among the Sangha people, I only see really beautiful people with bad ideas. I mean really beautiful people who adhere to divisive ideas which cause pain and chaos. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through it really well. And Satchidhamma is going to shine again. But it's not only Satchidhamma, it's each and every one of us. And this new solar eclipse is said to, I'll go for it. Like I say, I'll go for anything that encourages realization of one's true nature, which is the steps to that inward awareness of oneself as all there is and all there is as oneself is love. And it's not needing love. It is being love and offering every breath that you take. As a possibility for openness and whatever love brings. Sometimes it brings a severe surgery, and it's not fun, and it's not light and wonderful and joyful, and sometimes it's like, oh, find out what that means. And when you find out what it means, at the root of the resolve is love. I heard the other day a wonderful statement that when you truly love someone, you'll tell them what they need to hear, which is a very dangerous thing to say as well. Very dangerous, because it can become abusive. But we're not talking about abuses. We're talking about sensitivity and beauty and love and real love. Real love, that's a funny word. True. That when you really love someone, we use that word really again, just comes out there, that you will always be true with them, whether they want to hear it or not. And if you want somebody to like you, you'll always say what they want to hear. Love is not abusive. It can be hard, but it's not abuse. Anyhow, that's what I wanted to say on Jesus's Day of Ascension, where, as Nenge says, death is seen as not the last resolve. That to remove the body does not mean the end of anything. So, does anyone want to raise their hand?
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, Pio.
Happy.
Are you in Italy?
Yes, the first day in Italy.
Okay. Did you get my letter?
Yes, right now, after the satsang, I will send you.
Thank you.
The translation. So, Shantimai, I would like to share the incredible experience to be in Brazil in the same time that you were in India, because I was missing you so much. And in this same time, this quality of love, which is everywhere in any time, this experience has been so powerful to live each moment in Brazil doing what I had to do with you in any time. So this missing in the same time has been the full presence everywhere and in any time. So this is one thing that I wanted to share, and I thank you for this revolution. That the most of the time we are not physically together, but the presence of love is so powerful.
Yes, it is.
And so this is incredible. And another quality of love that I'm experiencing now is that two friends of us are here in Italy with us. They came with us. They are the photographer and the video maker of the dance. They are extremely... maybe the people that most understand dance in the quality that dance has for me. And they have a very strong political idea that it's... I'm not a politic man, but what they think about politics, I don't think at all.
Yeah.
So this could be a problem. But what I'm experiencing with them, and they are experiencing with us, is that this really doesn't matter at all.
Yes.
You can have very distant opinion about society, but we are experiencing all the time the tenderness of love, which is the most important. So sometimes sometimes when we are talking, we can feel irritated about something, but my God, how sweet it is to love each other. And this conscience of not needing to defend anything,
yes,
for me comes from you.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being playing this one.
Well, it's because you have the quality of absorption. You know this, what these people, I got this video about this moon, Pio. And what the video was speaking about, which I thought was very rich for the heart of people, was during this, I think it's just a big marker in time, the pathway that it goes over Jonah's pathway, the rapture, cities called Jonah, cities called rapture, cities. And so they're looking at it in very, very detailed ways. But they suggest that people take their mind away from the worldliness during the eclipse. Totally. Not to have one thought of politics, the world, lack, personality of politicians and wars and all of what's happening, just to take the mind completely away from that, just for the solstice, and to unify in that freedom from the world. And I thought, I'm glad I watched this video just for that statement alone, because it was really... And there was another place in the video where a Maori man was speaking about returning to the place before confusion. And I thought, what a wonderful... I'm getting cold chills now. What a wonderful way to say something. The place before confusion. Well, that's in the silence of our heart. That's not even in a history... it is in a history, but it lies within us, the silence of the heart, the place before confusion. And you can say that. So anyhow, I was happy to watch the video for a few reasons, a couple points that were brought out very beautifully. And one is during this, on April 8th, during this solstice over the United States, that everyone in the world will just lift their consciousness to an openness beyond worldly concerns. Nice, no?
Yes.
I have something to say to you out loud. You never answered me about whether you would call yourself a dance master or not. You are.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
I send you.
I'm not your dance master. I am your heart's dance master, but I am not your dance master. I would say that it's time to stand in the light of where you've come to.
Yes. What I answered to you when you wrote to me is that anything that comes from you for me is a low. So
okay.
I can't say anything. But
well, may I always serve you well and all of the Sangha well and whatever whatever is required.
I love Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Well, that's easy.
Yes, very easy.
Before you go, I want to tell you another story.
Please.
Of course, I'm telling the whole Sangha, but I want to tell you another story, because I think when you said, I love you, and I said, I love you too, and that's easy. In Maharaji's ashram, there is a person who was given to Maharaji when he was six weeks old. Do you know that?
No.
Yes. This man is now probably about 60, in his early 60s. So his parents gave him to Maharaji when he was 6 weeks old. Maharaji says, "What the heck am I going to do with this?" They gave him to him anyhow. He was a boy. It was a baby boy. You'd never give away a baby boy in India. So this child grew up without his parents and not knowing why his parents would give him away, even to a great master. When I left the ashram, I've always loved this man very much. Not going to say his name, but I'll tell you what his name means. And he's very rough. He's very cactusy. He's got a lot of intense heart hurt, and he doesn't mind to be really tough. And so his name means friend of the world. And I've always loved this person very, very, very deeply. I don't have to know why I love, and I don't have to try. That's the beauty of love. You don't have to try to love, and you don't have to know why at all. It's just everywhere. It's in the moon, it's in the stars, it's in the sun, it's in your food, it's in the water, right? So when we were leaving India, he was standing at the gate with some other folks, and I grabbed him and he grabbed me too. I mean, we've known each other for over 3 decades, and we just hugged each other, and I said, I love you. And he looked at me and he says, "Very difficult, Shantimari, to love me." And I said, "No, very easy to love you." And that was one thing, because we embrace when we see each other, we just do. But Durga said, which really touched me very, very deeply, and I knew it, but it came out in a very sweet observation from Durga. She said, "He's never heard that before. He's never heard that he is loved. What would that be like?"
Wow.
Yeah, I leave that with you. Namaste.
Shantimai.
Hey, Ken.
Namaste,
Namaste. How are
Happy
you?
Easter to you. I'm very well, thank you,
I'm really
Guruji.
glad you are.
Yes, and I love the flowers again behind you. Very colorful for Easter.
Oh, yeah, and
Yes,
Maharaji there too.
that's it. So, Guruji, thank you so much for once again throwing a bright light on the topic of this Sangha. That was really very meaningful. And that was something that was on my mind and my heart for a while because of what you've said in the past about, well, because things like Shivananda Ashram as well, you were saying earlier about when the physical master departs, then usually, most of
Right,
the
very often.
Sangha
Yeah,
crumbles.
unless there's someone in residence who can manage the energy through an absolute pure love. An absolute pure love just simply means it is not going to go away. This love is the only breath that one takes, then the ashram will be in order. Our sangha, hold on now, our sangha is to realize that within themselves. And I don't have a lot of time on earth, right? If I have 15 years on earth, that's a long time. If I have 10 years, and God only knows if what, what will happen to the disciples, because they're not permitted to depend on me in their actions, in their realization, in their understanding, in their functioning. They can depend on me in many ways. We can hold hands and walk together in 1,000 different ways, but they must be independent in their own discovery. Is that true?
It is totally true, dear. Yeah, Guruji, yes. And your guidance has been so, so immensely powerful and useful. And it's so good to have this recorded, because if anything, if at all is necessary, it can be played back and I can be reminded of what you said about how to be with each other in the Sangha.
But, hold on one more second. What you responded to me in your email, I heard you, and I heard the sincerity and the genuineness of it.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I do return to love. I do.
Yes.
Yes. It's good for you. No, it's good for
I know. Me. Yeah. I mean, thank you. Yeah. And it's through the grace and blessings of the Sacha lineage and Sangha, because in the past, like you said about being critical, you know, so when I used to be very critical of myself, I found that I was very critical of others too, naturally. Yes. And so when that becomes less of a thing and stop judging myself and putting labels on myself or names to myself and all that, then that lessens as well how I am with others. And when that does happen, it is painful. And I then return to, okay, why is that person not responding to how I am with them? Because there's an expectation. And then I realize that, okay, how they respond is not up to me. What I offer is what I offer.
Yes.
And then that,
And Ken, you can tap into Shanti Mai, Indra, Nanj, Durga, Madhu. You can always write to us, Antisa, Will, anyone. And if some of us don't answer sometimes, the other one certainly will. So you can just send out a letter with CC, 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 CC. You're going to get your answer.
It wasn't so much about that, Guruji. It was about the essence and the spirit of how the person or people did answer, but not, it was nothing really, Guruji, nothing.
No. That's it. And if you really want an answer, I'm going to repeat. You can write to me, you can write to Madhu, you can write to Antisa, you can write to Will, you can write to many, many, many of us. You can write to Sahara.
Yes.
And you can see what happens, right?
All is good, Guruji. Yeah. On the topic of ascension, Guruji, I was just reading the life story of Ramana Maharishi. And when his mother passed on, he was there with her, with his hand, the right hand on her heart and the left hand on her forehead. And then when it was all completed, later on, one of the disciples said to him something about his mum passed on. And he corrected that disciple, saying that she didn't pass on. She was absorbed.
That's right.
That was the translation. Yes. Yeah. I don't
know.
But
that's very beautiful. That's very beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've got to say about that, Guruji.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste, Guruji. Namaste.
Yashodhara and Shimananda.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just got the inspiration to ask you. This sign, what Jesus did, this kind of mudra, you explained twice already, but I couldn't hear it.
The fingers are together. Then this is peace. What you're saying is peace.
Okay, but the one Jesus did is...
No. Don't do that either. Okay, so the mudra is like this. And it can be like this. It can be like this. And it can be like this, and it can be like this, and it can be like this. Nevertheless, it's two fingers straight up.
Yeah.
Mr. Hall said, this is where I got it from. I had a teacher named Manly P. Hall a long time ago, and not for very long, but very profound and very deep for about 2 years. And Mr. Hall said, that Jesus's mudra means what you see is not all there is to know. And that this mudra means what you see is all there is to know. So that's Mr. Hall. And like I said, I always listen. And in that way, much has come to me that I can repeat or at the right time. So yes, it means, from Mr. Hall's point of view, his research, his knowledge, he was incredibly wise. That's what he said. What you see is not all there is to know. And I feel that is absolutely 100% correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. At least accurate. I don't know about correct or incorrect. Accurate. It's on the mark.
Shanti Mai, the thing what you really touched me today when you brought up the Sangha, because I had a very revealing experience with the Sangha of the guru I'm with, and I'm very joyful with the people, and I'm taking not everything so serious what they say about the guru or the beliefs, and especially the beliefs. And so there was some situation. They throw me, kick me out of the Sangha. So I said, okay, but I'm still very much connected with the guru from heart to heart. But I was thinking and feeling a lot what it has to do. But I thought it was like too hard, because we couldn't come together in the level to understand why it is like this. And this was for me a little bit difficult.
Yeah, it's very rare to be kicked out of a Sangha. In my own Sangha, I think there's only been, I wouldn't even say kicked out, I would say dismissed. I think over the last 30 some years, maybe, I know of one for sure. But otherwise, I don't know. People have left the Sangha. That has been their decision to leave. And then sometimes we close the door, and sometimes we say, you know, if you want, when you feel that we can benefit from each other's presence, you can come back. And then some people, you go your way and find your way, and somebody's waiting for you at the end of the road there to carry on with you. There is no question about it. And God bless you, and Satya will always shine a light on your pathway. But mostly, and that is true, not just a statement, mostly people depart on their own. That's their decision. But I know one, there may be two, but I don't think there is, that I've asked to go away and never come back in 30 years. So I can't imagine a Sangha dismissing members of the Sangha. How does a Sangha have the right to dismiss you? They have no right to dismiss you. No right. That's only up to the guru. It's not up to the Sangha. You are with the master. You're not with the, you're with the Sangha, but no one in the Sangha has a right to say you can't be part of our family. No one. So take that. Now, if you decide to go, that's one thing. If your master says, you no longer belong here, you go your way, God bless you for finding your true master, that's something else. But a bunch of people can't kick you out. Period.
Yeah. This is what I feel. But the guru said, whoever is in the Sangha is part of me. So if they,
that's
they
right.
say, so... and they are sometimes very long there, longer than me, they know him very long, but I like to reveal subjects perhaps I can't understand or I can't believe. I don't want to give trust on belief. I trust very much life, but I don't like to trust on belief.
You should trust your guru totally, or not have your guru.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I feel love, a lot of love.
Yeah, and sometimes when you trust the guru thoroughly, you find out this is not my master. And sometimes you find out, this is definitely my master, I'm not moving. And then you find out the master is within you. And this is the master's message. So you trust yourself first, and then you'll find whether you're in the right place or not.
Excellent. Yes.
You're always in the place that you're in, and you're always learning whatever you're learning. And it's not incorrect where you are, even if one moment it's time to depart.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No, that's true. Yeah. You're welcome. You tell those Sanghis, back off. Okay. You know, Maharaji was kicked out by his guru. Maharaji was kicked out by his guru. I was kicked out by Maharaji too. But Maharaji was kicked out by his guru. And Maharaji wouldn't move. And Baba used to say, go back and check on that Hans Raj and get him out of here. And he didn't want him out of there. But he said, get him out of there. And they'd go back and they'd come back to Baba and said, he's not moving. He won't leave. And they said, Baba would say, get him out. However you have to get him out, get him out. And then the next day, Maharaji was still there. And Baba said, I'll leave that Hans Raj alone. Yeah. So you're still in that sangha, whether they like it or not, and they'll probably like it one day.
Yes. That's a feeling I have, really. Yes.
Yeah. You tell them to back off. Tell them, Shanti.
Okay, thank you.
They can come to me and yell at me for it. Satchabuja. This is great. Namaste, you two.
Namaste.
Rumi, I was thinking about your poems. This morning I was thinking, Rumi's poems. You lost some weight. Did you hear me?
No, I'm sorry.
You lost some weight.
I've lost 10 kilos.
Yeah, you look like a skinny old guy.
Yeah.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. And so do you.
Yeah. You were, I was thinking this morning of your poetry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm also aware that I'm getting on in age and that I haven't got that many years left.
Isn't it great?
Isn't it? I'm really looking forward to
it. It feels like a springboard. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Be in love. Which I can't imagine you being anywhere else. You and Mandakini both. I can't imagine that you would be anywhere else.
That's one choice there isn't a choice with.
That's right.
Yeah.
Goes deeper and deeper.
I love you two so much.
Yes. Likewise. To the very depths of being.
I will come and see you before we all pass into the get absorbed. I love it. What he absorbed into the next stage of being.
We started preparing for your visit, Shanti Mai.
Yes, it may be 2025. And the reason being because Satchadham requires another dose of love.
You mean 2026 or 5?
Yeah, 26. Oh, ouch. Oh, 76 years old at that time. Wow. But I'm coming.
And we have to come to India.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really very special. The hall was filled every day and half the Sangha was ill for a while. seriously ill, and still the hall was filled every day. People are, they just want to be gathered in this union, huh? Which is natural and normal and actual. No wonder they miss it, because this world does not represent that union at all. It will. It's on its way. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Go ahead. What did you say?
I listened to that interview too that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And from you, exactly the same two points that you were mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
The mm-hmm. going inward, not to be attracted to the excitement of the outer solar eclipse and all what's happening in the heaven and in the world, and we get actually really seduced to look there,
yeah,
but to really look into the heart and be silent and know that in that moment, that totality of oneness is in the world is pure. There is no disturbance.
Yes.
We are in that. And I was very touched by the Maui man also.
Me too. I thought he was really, really rich. I went and found his YouTube videos, and yeah, how he gives an update to this solar eclipse. It's about an hour and a half long, and it's just a delight to watch him and this young woman who's with him. The way they speak is just so encouraging to the heart and soul of the awakening of the planet. They're good together. There's none of this. And what they say, they encourage in each other and support in each other. And it's a very beautiful video, very beautiful video. So his name is Huna Flash, which, okay, Huna Flash, why not? Huna Flash. He's a beautiful soul.
Yeah. You're powerful. What comes out of his mouth is pure poetry, divine.
Yeah. Yes, thank God. It's wonderful to see such people, and that they're in touch with such people, and that such people are awakening each other in the world, like passing one candle, lighting how many, one flame, lighting how many candles. Hey, Rumi.
Hey, Shanti Mai. I have an offer.
You have a
poem for you.
Oh, okay, but you'll have to get really close so that we can hear it really well. Maybe it's just my hearing.
Beloved Guru, to look into and through the eyes of God is not difficult. It is as it is and always has been. All that is required is the willingness to relinquish everything that obscures the view, and to hold fast. The only hindrance is identification with the erroneous idea of an individual separate self. When one has the eyes to see, this illusion of Maya is seen in the exquisite beauty of its perfection. When one has the eyes to see, all that remains is that eternal, ineffable, immutable, and unborn essence that pervades all things, is all things, and is no thing. Divine intelligence, inspiring universes into being, galaxies to spin, stars to shine, consciousness to bloom, eyes to see, lips to speak, hearts to beat, and hands to come together in namaste.
Please send it to me, Rumi.
I will.
Send me any poem that is not in your book so I can print it and put it in your book.
Okay.
Please. Beautiful, Rumi. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, you're beautiful. It comes out of a beautiful being. Now everybody knows why you got the name Rumi. You have the heart. You have a Rumi heart. Rumi, great big. No doors closed in that Rumi. Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you, Mandakini.
Oh, I love you too, Shanti Mai. Yeah, very, very deeply.
Do you like the color of the ashram?
It's wonderful. It is so wonderful. It just is such a lighthouse in the area.
That's right.
It's great. It's great. I loved the WhatsApp, Shanti Mai. I was every day on all the videos and all the pictures, and I loved your arrival video. It was just so beautiful to be part in that way.
Did you see the Murti of Satya Baba? Did you see the new painting of the Murti? It is exquisitely beautiful.
Is it on your website?
Yes, now it is.
Okay.
I have never seen it look so beautiful, this Murti. And when I first went in the ashram, it was very beautiful. And in the subsequent paintings and restoration of his face, it's always been pretty nice. Sometimes I kind of felt it was a little Elvis Presley. But I did. But it's so beautiful now. It's unbelievable. It really is a new start. Did you look at the astrology of the solar eclipse? It's very good astrology. Very
it's,
good.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
I do feel that it is a marker in time. I do feel that it is a I feel that it is a kind of messenger for all of us at this time, this eclipse. So they say it's the first time in 5,000 years. I don't know what that means, because there's eclipses all the time and some over the United States. But they made a 5,000
They are partial, and this is a total solar eclipse.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a total solar eclipse. And the totality is 2 minutes, 26 seconds. Totality, meaning the light is not there. The sun is not visible. And that is
2 minutes and rare. What, 22 seconds? Is that what you said?
26 4 minutes, 26 seconds is the totality of the eclipse.
Okay, but then after that, then the eclipse begins to fall away.
Yeah, then it's moving to the other side. Yeah. You can in places where you can see it, you can watch it.
Yeah. Okay, so I is this really the first solar eclipse in 5,000 years that's complete? I mean, let's say that 5,000 is a round number, but...
No, I didn't understand to what they relate that year number yesterday, too. Yeah, I wanted to pick that up.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I want to find that out, whether it has to do with a particular North Node constellations or other constellations that are set in that solar eclipse. I have no clue about how they come to the year.
Right. I don't either. So there was a few things in the video that it just blanked me out. But they're not speaking my language. But I am understanding their language because I've heard it and I can get it. But their language is different than my own. And the way they're set in their awakening and their realization is different than... And it doesn't make any difference. It just is different. It's like an octopus to a dolphin. They both live in the sea, but not the same, right? And one is not better than the other. The sea needs both. So, yeah, their language was a little disconcerting to me at sometimes, but then I can stretch myself across the cosmos. Oh, how much a little bit for a word.
I love you so much,
Shantimani. I love you too. Well, I'm gonna go. I absolutely love seeing you. It's just wonderful to see you. Just wonderful. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Madhu's here, Durga's here, Mahatma's here. Nenja's here, I am here, and we're all happy to see you.
Yeah, we too.
Okay, namaste.
Namaste.
Shanti Mai?
Yes.
I just make a note that for those who are here live, there was a link, I shared the link to the video that you're speaking about.
I saw that, that's good. Is it on YouTube, the one that you're...
Yes, so you don't have to be on Facebook for it. And I will also put it on the WhatsApp thread if that's okay with you, because there are many that are on there that will not be here live. Is that all right with you?
Do whatever you want. I think it's a good idea that people look at it. They can agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. It's a long video. I found the beginning of it quite arduous to get through, but at 46.02 or 04, it begins to speak more directly of the solstice. But people may find it all wonderful. People may turn it off the first 5 minutes and say, this is not what I want to watch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's up to everybody how they perceive it or take it in or whatever they do. So it was sent to me, and when it's sent to me, oftentimes, particularly if it's a marker in time, and then I often listen to it. Sometimes people send me music or little videos, and I don't actually watch them because I can tell by the title that I don't want to take the time. But for something that is said to be a moment in time for all of us to participate in, I definitely will. We'll look at that. Yeah. So there we are. Satsang is complete. And it's been a good satsang because we've actually talked about, we've considered, we've participated in what is prasad for our heart. Prasad means holy food. Namaste.
Omkar Guruji, Omkar, Omkar Guruji, Omkar.
Oh,